Hello everybody, Zaki is at the village, 850 meters high. Today the sun is shining. I picked up some apples and I should be working on them. There is no hurry, actually, because I can do it any time. They will be kept for a while in the cellar. There are some clouds on the mountain tops. It's a fantastic day. I could also start to correct, to grade a test, because I have to hand in the results. I don't really feel like it. Tim Herinata animates some evenings and he said on Soundwave that he wanted to get to know new tales. Tim, I could tell you that there is one interesting tale where you can bring some ambience called Der Sandmann, the Sandman. This is a traditional 19th century tale by E.T.A. Hoffmann. It has been told, translated into English, of course. This has come to my mind, but the other thing which has come to my mind are the Tales of Saviez. Saviez is the village where I am now. It's actually a municipality made of originally 7 villages, but nowadays it's got only 6 villages because 2 villages were abandoned further up here on this kind of a plateau. There, these tales were collected around 1929 to 1931 by 2 people, by Basile Luyer and Christophe Favre. They were philologists because the native language here at that time was Alpitan. Everybody spoke that, and it was really the Latin language in place. Around 1950, people stopped talking to their children in Alpitan. They wanted to give them an education, and French was the way. So just forget your original language, because you will not need it to get a good job. You will need French. So the language had been here in place since around 900, so around 1,000 years, and within 2 generations it disappeared. I was born in 1965. My mother had married a man from another village 15 kilometers away, and she was a teacher, so she also indulged in that perspective that French was the way, although she had been raised in that language. She abandoned it, didn't speak it to us, but since 2007 I could start again to speak to her in that language. There have been one large dictionary which was edited in 1960 and a grammar in 1994, and then subsequent collections of writings and poems and whatever, because there is a foundation which was created by an acquaintance called Anne-Gabrielle Bretz-Héritier. This woman created that foundation with her husband, and she's also edited a real dictionary in 2013. I'm saying real dictionary because the original dictionary was just a lexicon in 1960. It had been the fruit of more than 15 years of work in Saviers, two men, two canons. They collected all these words, examples, sentences, proverbs, and customs, and produced that lexicon back then. So now we've got, since 2013, thanks to this Anne-Gabrielle Bretz-Héritier, we've got a dictionary there. So, long story short, there are these tales, many tales, which were collected in Saviers. I never know what to do with them, because I'd like to do much with them. I had the project to go and fix some QR codes in the nature where these tales happened, but then I failed to do that because you need some authorizations, and so you need to be dynamic and go and meet people to ask for permission, and I never find the time or take the time to do so. Yes, that's a bit silly. There is, among other things, bridge, which is called the Devil's Bridge, and there is a tale related to that bridge. Every cyclist or a tourist coming to the region goes and sees the bridge, so why not introduce this tale? I prepared something very easy to use. You just scan the QR code and then you can select English, German, Italian or French, and then you can hear the tale and read the translation. So this would be an interesting thing to do. I just have to get the authorization. So, but there are many tales, and this is what I could suggest one day to you, Tim. It would be to make a kind of a mixture of all these tales, or the main tales.